Hi, my name is Jonathan Robinson.
And I'm Emmett Miller.
Welcome to From Sad to Glad, how to overcome stress, anxiety, and depression, and feel happy again. We want to use the first few minutes of this course to tell you briefly about what you can expect in this program, as well as how to use it for your greatest benefit, and also a little bit about ourselves.
But if you want to skip these things and go right on to some practical suggestions to help you deal with whatever you're currently feeling, feel free to go on to the next track. If you decide to do that, make sure you come back to this introduction at a later time because it will give you much needed information that will help you use this program effectively.
So as I said, my name is Jonathan Robinson, and I'll just briefly tell you about my personal background. For my occupation, I'm a psychotherapist, an author of 10 books, and a professional speaker. My specialty is helping people live happier lives by providing them with incredibly easy and powerful methods. Having gone through a period of high anxiety and depression early in my life, it got me motivated to find techniques that would work easily and effectively. Over the last 30 years in my career, I've managed to reach millions of people through appearances on shows such as Oprah, as well as through my books, audio products, and lectures. I'm very excited to be working with Dr. Miller on this program because I know how debilitating these conditions can be, and I'm confident that our ideas and methods can be of enormous help to you.
And again, I'm Emmett Miller. I'm a physician, a professional speaker, a psychotherapist, and a personal life coach. I'm best known for creating the first guided imagery and meditation cassettes and being a pioneer in mind-body medicine since 1970. I realized early in my career that the vast majority of our anxiety, depression, as well as our physical illnesses could be prevented or healed through the use of self-applied techniques, what I call software for the mind. I've made these available through the 7 books I've written, as well as the online library of guided imagery, CDs and DVDs, and downloads I've published. And I'm thrilled to be here with Jonathan, serving up some of the most clever and effective mind tools you'll find anywhere.
Dr. Miller and I created this program to fight stress, anxiety, and depression because we realize that, though these conditions feel different, their remedies are largely the same. They each can be effectively dealt with or overcome by using some very simple methods.
In this program, we'll be talking about such things as happiness, joy, stress, and depression. As you're probably aware, there's not an off-on switch between depression and happiness, nor between stressed and blessed. Our feelings, our energy, our creativity, and our success occur on a continuum, a kind of a spectrum. If you can imagine that being incredibly successful, deliriously happy, and filled with inexhaustible energy is a 10 on that scale, and that feeling miserable, in deep despair, and suicidal would score a 0, at any given moment you can probably locate yourself somewhere between those extremes.
The techniques you'll learn in this program are designed to start from where you are and help you move closer to being a 10. In other words, you may be feeling pretty good about yourself and your life, say at a 7 or 8, but you'd probably like to feel even better. Our tools will help you with this. Or you may be going through a period in your life in which you would score yourself at an unpleasant 2 or 3. If this is so, you'll probably find yourself very grateful for the power these techniques will give you to get yourself moving in the right direction, and quickly.
Well, I'd like to say a little bit more about depression. Colloquially, when people say, "I'm depressed," they usually mean they're feeling sad, blue, unhappy, or down in the dumps. All of us feel that way at one time or another, or for short periods of time. No one is all the way up at a level 10 on the happiness meter. Down at the other end of the depression-happiness continuum are those who are experiencing helplessness, hopelessness, guilt, worthlessness, insomnia, and persistent sad, anxious, or empty feelings, and perhaps even thoughts or attempts at suicide. People who experience symptoms like these for extended periods of time are referred to by health professionals as clinically depressed. Although this program can be very valuable in helping recovery in such cases, it should not be considered as a substitute or replacement for an adequate evaluation and treatment by a competent professional. Similarly, it may not be depression blocking us from being happy, but stress, anxiety, or tension. And we all feel these from time to time. When these are severe or prolonged, professional evaluation should be sought in addition to applying whatever self-help tools you find here that are of assistance.
Now, there's a basic cycle that takes us away from happiness and down the continuum towards depression. It's what we call the SAD cycle, which is an acronym for stress, anxiety, and depression. Here's how it works. For most of us, we have plenty of stress in our lives. Our bodies are always reacting to stress, using primitive neural patterns left over from our caveman days. Our evolutionary heritage causes our nervous system to secrete hormones that cause us to be tense, uptight, and irritable.
And those same toxic chemicals, such as cortisol, cause catabolic changes, tissue breakdown that, after months or years, reach the point where it becomes symptomatic to us as an illness, such as headaches or gastritis. Or perhaps an inflammatory illness such as lupus or some other autoimmune disease, or maybe even allergies or chronic degenerative illnesses such as arthritis. We all live in a world that virtually requires us to live in an atmosphere of stress, with endless anxieties, tasks, interruptions, and frustrations, and we're taught to ignore the symptoms of the diseases they are causing within us. After a while, we become mentally, emotionally, and physically exhausted. We feel too tired to engage. The stress and anxiety in our lives have left us feeling helpless and hopeless. Helpless and hopeless is what we mean by depression. Thus, SAD, stress, anxiety, and depression, describe a certain cycle. The stress makes us anxious, the anxiety burns us out, and we feel depressed. Once we become sad, exhausted, dispirited, demoralized, or frankly depressed, we don't do such a good job. We're not very creative, not very inspiring or stimulating to people around us. This leads to further failure, more stress, more anxiety, and depression, and the cycle goes on.
But the good news is that the tools in this program are meant to interrupt the SAD, stress, anxiety, and depression cycle and bring you into a world of greater happiness and freedom. To accomplish this lofty goal, we've packed this program with lots of tools and amazing methods. So you can get the maximum benefit from this program, at this point, we want to say a little bit about the format of this program. After this introduction, which we're doing now, we'll spend an hour focusing on various ways to help you to immediately feel better. For the basic SAD to GLAD program, we've recorded 6 sessions, with each session focusing on a different way or approach for overcoming the stress, anxiety, and depression cycle. At the end of each week's session, we ask you to do simple homework assignments. You'll hear more about these later in today's session. By doing these quick and easy assignments, you'll soon learn helpful ways to dissolve the kinds of feelings and thoughts that have been causing you difficulty and instead help you to experience more feelings of happiness and peace.
You'll find this program features 7 audio presentations, as well as weekly summaries and homework sheets, and other supplementary material to support each week's learnings. You're welcome to go through this program as slowly or as quickly as you desire. But we recommend that you try to listen to 1 75-minute session every week to 10 days. Better still, listen to it a few different times. At that rate, you'll find you have plenty of time to do the homework assignments. Actually, calling them assignments doesn't do them justice. Each only takes 1 or a few minutes, and you get the instant reward of discovering what truly makes you happy. Then keep practicing the skills you learn until you feel it's time to listen to the next session. And make sure you don't wait too long before you listen to the next session, or you may lose momentum or get sucked back into old patterns. At various times, we'll suggest that you listen to one of the power meditations on the final audio in this series. The experiential guidance you'll receive there will give you an opportunity to deeply anchor each new level of happiness as you achieve it. Ultimately, of course, it's up to you to do what works for you and your current life situation.
I want to say a little bit more about the bonus power meditations audio that you received as part of this program. The power meditations we've included are simple guided meditations to help you effectively and easily deal with difficult emotions such as stress, anxiety, or depression, as well as other meditations to help you experience positive feelings such as gratitude, peace, and joy. Some of these meditations are shorter than 5 minutes, and therefore can be used as a quick break whenever you may benefit from them in your daily life. A common question we get asked from patients is whether or not it's a good idea to use medications when dealing with stress, anxiety, or depression. What's your take on this, Dr. Miller?
Well, I'll tell you how I look at it. You know, back at NASA when we were training astronauts to perform the complex maneuvers that they have to perform if there's an emergency on re-entry, we wired up the subject so we could keep a constant eye on blood pressure, pulse rate, blood sugar, perspiration, muscle tension, and so forth. And we found that there's a certain physiological range of readings within which the astronauts could perform effectively. If they were required to do too many things, the stress would throw these parameters outside the physiological range, and there was a dramatic fall-off in their performance and their effectiveness. So we designed the sequence of activities in such a way as not to overload their physiology, even if this meant using up extra seconds or minutes of valuable time. Now, our goal in providing this program is to give you a way to use the very powerful tools you possess within to move you from stressed and depressed to the other end of the spectrum in the direction of happiness, success, and freedom. No medication can provide these for you. It's an inside job. On the other hand, if the amount of anxiety, tension, anger, or depression is so great that it significantly blocks your ability to focus on this program or to put its tools to work creating success, joy, love, and happiness in your life, then a competent medical health professional may recommend vitamins, herbs, or even medications with the goal of restoring your ability to better employ strategies such as the ones in this program to become happy again.
Studies indicate that, in fact, over the last 40 years, medications have been frequently overused, while patients were given few, if any, effective tools to actually heal their lives. When people did receive counseling, it was often long-term psychotherapy. While both those forms of treatment can be effective in some cases, we tend to recommend something else. Dr. Miller and I have a unique approach to treating stress, anxiety, and depression. We believe that most people have not really learned how to use tools for self-healing and personal transformation. We recommend a more integrative approach where you try a lot of things and see from your personal experience what seems to work best for you, and keep medication use to a minimum. When you use only a pill to feel better, it can interfere with learning new skills and behaviors that can be highly beneficial for your personal growth. In addition, some pills have very unpleasant side effects.
And there are problems with long-term psychotherapy as well. For one thing, many people can't afford such a treatment. For another, many forms of therapy are actually rather ineffective in helping people with depression and anxiety. And most don't do a good job of providing techniques for achieving happiness. So Jonathan and I have put together a program that is focused on teaching practical methods and ideas to help you deal with whatever difficult feelings you may experience and transform them into feelings of happiness. Of course, we cannot presume to know all the answers about what has led to your specific anxiety or depression. There may be one or more of the many different triggers, ranging from a specific genetic inheritance to the stress of a difficult childhood, and from a chemical imbalance in your brain to the food that you eat. We will focus on the most common causes and give you practical tools to help you handle them all effectively.
As part of the Sad to Glad program you purchase, you receive three bonus courses that we want to briefly tell you about. Both Dr. Miller and I have created our own additional programs to help people feel fully happy and great about their lives. My program is called Deeper Happiness, 1 month to a lifetime of greater fulfillment. And Dr. Miller's programs are called Escape from Depression and Abolish Anxiety. The idea behind my Deeper Happiness program is that it can be helpful for people to have a simple daily structure when learning new behaviors and ideas. Therefore, my Deeper Happiness course is formatted in a way where you listen to it for 15 minutes a day while you drive to work or get ready for your day. During these fun talks, I give listeners a simple method to help them turn that day into a fun and positive experience. This step-by-step approach to becoming happier seems to work very well for a lot of people. Like this program you're now listening to, it's meant to help you gradually shed unhelpful behaviors and practice new behaviors that have been shown to lead to greater well-being. Now, you may be wondering which program to listen to when. I recommend that you go through the full program you're now listening to, which is the core of our Sad to Glad system. And when you're done with that, begin listening to either the Deeper Happiness program or Escape from Depression or Abolish Anxiety. Of course, it's really all up to you. If you feel particularly drawn to begin with any of these courses, then go right ahead. In addition, if you find yourself getting bogged down with this particular program you're now listening to, feel free to begin with any of the other bonus courses offered. They each have their own unique focus and benefits, and all of them will help point you in a similar direction by helping you overcome your stress, anxiety, and/or depression.
Escape from Depression and Abolish Anxiety are two programs I created based on my clinical experience and on the latest neuropsychiatric and epigenetic research. You'll discover a fascinating new way to understand and treat anxiety and all forms of depression, from mild dysthymia to severe clinical depression. As you listen, you'll find valuable information together with powerful tools and techniques presented in a way that is enjoyable, relaxing, invigorating, and inspiring. In both these programs, I discuss the true source of anxiety and depression. They offer both a theoretical and a practical approach. You will be guided beyond merely relieving the symptoms of depression and anxiety to understanding and addressing the root causes. The tools presented in Escape from Depression and Abolish Anxiety include guided imagery, deep relaxation, meditation, self-hypnosis, and cognitive behavioral strategies, all of which have been clinically shown to be effective in rewiring your brain and causing the shift away from depression and towards happiness.
Now you know our general philosophy of how to help people and what's been included in your purchase, we'd like to give you a quick overview of what you'll be learning in this course. In the first week's session, which is this session you're now listening to, we obviously are giving you an overview of the entire course. Once that's done, which will be just a couple minutes from now, we'll be launching into a discussion of what we call happiness boosters. Happiness boosters are little things you can do in just a couple of minutes that immediately make you feel better. It's good to know about these little gems because they can be a lifesaver when you're falling into an emotional black hole.
During the second session, we'll be discussing how to effectively handle thoughts that give you trouble. Our thoughts create our experience of life, so by knowing how to handle your thoughts, you can learn to avoid falling into the ruts of stress, anxiety, and depression.
The third week is all about how to create a balanced body. we'll be discussing such things as helpful supplements you can take, medications, health, nutrition, exercise, as well as relaxation techniques that will help you to overcome difficult emotions.
During the fourth week, we'll be talking about the new field of positive psychology and how its findings and methods can help you avoid negative emotions and instead enjoy more positive emotions, such as joy, gratitude, and happiness. The research in this field is very exciting because it proves that sometimes the best way out of difficult emotions is to cultivate specific positive emotions.
During the fifth session of this program, we'll be discussing how our spiritual beliefs, or lack thereof, can influence our experience of stress, anxiety, and depression. We'll talk about helpful beliefs to have in order to experience a positive sense of purpose, meaning, and motivation in your life.
And finally, during the last session, we'll be looking at how your relationships and early childhood experiences can influence your current state of mind. We'll offer some ways to heal the wounds of your past and establish positive relationships that will guide the way to a better life.
And one last thing before we talk about our main topic this week of quick happiness boosters. As part of this program, you receive what we call power meditations. Occasionally, as we go through each session, we may suggest as a homework assignment that you listen to one or more of these meditations. These meditations are indeed powerful. Each of the different power meditations we've recorded has a unique purpose. Just by listening to them for a few minutes, you'll be guided to easily overcome specific problems and emotions that have historically given you trouble. We'll suggest to you when to listen to specific meditations, and I think you'll find them to be a very helpful addition to this program.
Now that we've given you a quick overview of this course, we'll get into the main thrust of this week's topic, which is how to quickly help yourself feel better.